Okay, today's daf is Tzadik Dalet. We actually finished the perek yesterday, so we're going to start in the middle, which is good because it's Monday and we've got less time to learn. So,
small page.
Yeah, but doesn't necessarily mean it's easy. That's the problem with small pages. That means there's lots of miporshim, so that means it's sometimes takes longer than a long page. Okay, says the Mishnah, Shtei Halechem. So on Shavuos, there was the chametzdik korban mincha known as the Shtei Halechem, which was two loaves, and it says that it was two esrainim, right? One esrain per loaf. Says the Mishnah, Shtei Halechem niloishas achas achas. So they were kneaded separately. It wasn't like they kneaded a whole big batch of dough, like when you make challah, you knead a whole big thing and then you separate it out. They were actually kneaded separately. The nefes achas achas, and they were baked separately, not in the oven together. That was a shtei halechem. The lechem haponim, however, which was made, the lechem haponim, which sat on the shulchan, so there were 12 matzahs, and they were set up every Shabbos, and then the next following Shabbos they were eaten, and the next lot came. They were, so they're also one isorin per challah, nilesha sachas achas. They were also kneaded, each one separately. Aber nefesh shtayim shtayim. They were baked in pairs, two at a time. We'll see in the Gemara how we know this. Ovid fusaya oisai son. With the lechem haponim, so you may know, they had these weird shape, not weird, but unusual shape, that they had two sides and a bottom. And they were upstanding. Pretty unusual for a matzah. It's pretty unusual to be like that for a matzah. So they had a mold to keep it into shape. So they made it into a mold. And Kishahu Raidon, when he took it out of the oven, so Raidon means to take them down. It's called Radias Hapas. The reason why it's called taking it down is because the way the ovens used to work was you stuck the dough on the side, on the wall, on the side wall, and it baked like that. And then when it was ready, you took it down off the wall. So that's the expression, taking it down out of the oven. Nice and litfus, he puts it into a form. So obviously, when it says they made it in a form, and then he says after they took it down, they put it into a form. We're dealing with more than one mold here. We'll see in the Gemara. Kadesh la yiskalkalu, in order it shouldn't ruin its shape and break and etc. Because don't forget, it's matzah, so it's breakable. Yeah.
It's not like our matzahs. You've got to think of it as a lafa bread always.
It couldn't have been that soft because it wouldn't have stayed. It must have been a bit harder than a lafa bread. Maybe it was, I don't know.
Lafa matzah,
yeah, that one. Okay. Fred the Gemara, Minahani Mili.
Bring the expert here to explain it to us.
Probably better not, hey?
If it was thicker, it would have more understand more.
Yeah, maybe. But it was non-chometz. So, whatever it was, okay? I wasn't there. So the Gemara says, Minahani Mili. How do we know that it was kneaded? So we said it was kneaded separately, it was baked separately. How do we know? The Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Shnei Yisranim Yiyachalo Echos. This actually is talking about the Lechem Haponim, first of all. Yeah, some of us say this on Shabbos after davening, well, Lekachta Soilus, you say over there. So there were two Esrenim for each Chalo. Melamed Sheni Loishas Achas Achas. So when it says Yiyachalo Echos, it should be one Chalo. That tells you that each one is separate. One at a time.
Two, yes.
One at a time. So that's by the Lechem Haponim. Okay, so we said both. The truth is we said both of them in the Mishnah. When it comes to kneading it, are kneaded separately. So that pasuk is said by the Lechem Haponim. How do I know the same thing applies to the Shtei Halechem? Talmud Lomer Yiyeh. The word Yiyeh is not necessary in this pasuk. It could have said Shnei Esreinim Achala Echas. Why does it say Yiyeh? It shall be. How do you know it's talking about the Shtei Halechem? Because it has to be talking about something. So it's saying that something else will be also. What else is there that could be? So Shtei Halechem is a likely candidate. So we say it's talking about the Shtei Halechem, that it's also needed one loaf at a time, not as one big dough situation. So how do I know that by the lechem haponim, if we're kneading them separately, how do I know that we're going to bake two at a time? Talmud loymar v'samta oisom. You're going to put them. Now, even though the pasuk there says v'samtam oisom amarachas, yeah, so that's talking about when you put them on the shulchan, but we learn that the Rashi says it means the first time you put them somewhere, which is in the oven, you put oisom lashon plural. So that means when you're putting it in the oven, then already you've got plural. So minimum number that's plural is two. Okay, so the shtei lechem was baked two at a time. The lechem upon him was baked two at a time. Yachalav shtei lechem kein. So you might think the shtei lechem should be the same also. Talmud loymar oisom. Only they are baked together, but not, so it's a miut. Not the shtei lechem. So the Gemara says, hang on a second, you can't use the word oisom to tell you both things. On the one hand, you're saying it's making it plural. On the other hand, you're saying it's also to exclude the shtei halechem. Oisom, hi oisom, ha'afikta, you already used up that oisom, so you can't use it again for a different, to learn something different. So the Gemara says you can, because in Cain, if it only wanted to tell you the pluralness of the lechem haponim, le'makrav v'samtom, it could have used the word like very often in Tanakh, Bichlal, Chumash, it uses contractions. It takes two words and puts them together, and you get Visam Tom, and you would put them. It would mean the same translation, but it would be one word. So that would have just told you the one thing, that it's plural. My Visam To Oisom. Why does it tell you to make it into two separate words? Shamas Mino Atarti. So we can learn two things from it. Number one, that it was plural, that the Lechem Haponim was baked two at a time. And number two, to exclude that the shtei lechem was not baked two at a time. Okay, now what's with the molds? Tana Rabbanon, the samta isam that you'll put them bitfus into a mold. This is a mold, meaning a shaping thing, not mold like when things go off and it gets moldy, right? Just to be clear. Okay, and this brisa continues. Shloisha defusim heim. There were three molds. Noisna le defus. First, he put it into mold number one. Vadai and hibotek, when it was still dough. So it's mushy, right? It's dough. Uchumin defus hayola betanur. And it also had another mold that was used in the oven. Ukeshehuroide, when he takes it down from the oven, noisna bitfus, he puts it into another mold for placing onto the shulchan. Kedeshaloitiskalkil, in order it shouldn't ruin its shape. Yeah? Fred the Gemara, what do I need so many molds for? Well, the Hadilat Fus Kama, why can't I just put it back to the one it was in? Because the Gemara answered, Kevin, the Ofil or Nofcha, when you bake it, it expands. So the shape's different. You can't put it back into the same mold. You've got to put it into a different mold.
So what's the purpose of the first one?
I think it's probably because of the way it's shaped, for it to retain the shape, it shouldn't collapse.
I think when you're making the dough, is because each time.
The mold, if it's made out of metal, put it in an oven, metal expands in the oven.
Yeah, but the problem is the hanging dough.
It attracts in the cold.
I'm only telling you what the price says. Don't ask me questions in the tzius. I don't. Yeah. Well, my wife doesn't bake challahs in a mold either, so I don't know. Okay. Well, it's not balabatish. It's bakerish. I don't know. Where's Chaim Gutman? I don't know. Anyway. I'll do my best, but I don't claim to be an expert on how you bake things. It gets worse over here. Okay, Itzmar, next two dots, bottom line. Lechem aponim keitzer oisenei. So how do they make the lechem aponim? Turn the page. Rabbi Chanina Omar. What was the shape, in fact? Rabbi Chanina says, kamin teva prutza. It means an open box. If you look on the side in the Rashi, you'll see a beautiful picture of a teva prutza, which means a box with a bottom and two sides, not four sides. Two sides and no lid, of course. So that's called an open box. So that's the shape that the lechem upon him was, according to Rabbi Chanina. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, kemin sefina roi kedes. Literally, it means a dancing boat.
Floating boat.
It looks like it's dancing because it's floating. And the way it's described, I guess it's like a canoe. A canoe's the ones which have pointy bottoms and then they... Yeah, it goes like that, but that's because it hasn't got a flat bottom. Our canoes. A kayak has a flat bottom. Doesn't the canoe, the one with the pointy bottom, and then the walls go up like that?
Maybe it's when the waters are rough.
No, no, it's shaped like that. Look in the Rashi on the second picture there, which has got the pointy bottom. That's what he means.
It was the, no, it was because it's pointed like this, it allows it to
is it a, the water better. Is it a canoe?
It's a canoe.
It's a canoe.
Figure five.
Can I figure five, yeah. It's a figure five, yeah.
So that was Mario Milano did the figure five.
I thought it was for ice skating. Okay, that's fine. Anyway, these are the two opinions of what the shape was. I'm going to do my best with this, Gemara. I don't really understand it. Bishlomo lemando omar kamintever putza. Okay, so how we try to work out who's right. So the Gemara says, I understand, according to the one who says it was like a box shape, so that means the bottom was flat. That's the main difference, right? The bottom was flat. Hainu dehava yosvi bazichin. So we're going to say later on that the together with the lechem haponim, where there were two containers of levoina, of incense, that were also submitted at the same time. Yeah, and where did they put them? They put them in the box, in the teva prutza, on the flat, because it was a flat you could put on the top.
What's they put on the actual lechem in
other words? In the, yeah. Yeah, so therefore, so according to him, they put the levoina into the, it says it was Alhamar Roches, yeah, Alhamar Roches, levoina Zaka. So he says, so what's the pshat? Al hamareches, on the top one, which was open, you just put the levoina in there. You've got a flat bottom, you put it there, it'll stand. El leman domar kimin svinere kedis, but according to one who says it had a pointy bottom, like the floating boat, hecha have yosi bazichin. Where did the bazichin go? What are you going to do over here? Answer the Gemara, mokke mavid lahu. He made a flat spot. He made a splat, flat spot for them in the. Or in other words, even though the walls were slanted, but there was like a little ledge stuck into these slanted walls that was flat, and the bazichin stood over there.
You know why they made it like this? So when they have the herring on Shabbos, when they put the herring,
it doesn't spill.
Put the herring inside it.
I understand according to the one who says that it was a flat bottom box. So you had pipes. So we learned that there were like pipes sitting in between each row. Matzah, as they were piled up. So you had two piles, and there were six in each pile, one on top of the other. So you put six matzahs on top of each other. So they're going to squish. The bottom one will crack from the weight of the top ones. So they put these little pipe things in between to separate them and to support the ones above. So that was konim. They were like shelves, yeah. So if you had them. So how did you put them? If they were in a box shape, so you had there, now there were 28 of them. I don't know why they weren't 30. I haven't got to that yet. We're going to learn later on about these pipes. There were 28. That means picture to yourself six matzahs here and six matzahs here. So how many spaces have you got in between? Five, right? There's six matzahs and five spaces. So within each, and there were two sets like that, in each gap, there were three pipes. So if you do a little bit of mathematics, you end up with 30. Except there's 28. Because the top one only had two. I don't know why. That was the picture that I found in the whatever picture book that I found. The top one had only two pipes. It didn't have as much weight to carry, so maybe they only made two. I don't know why.
You mean the top one, in other words...
The top gap on each... On each in each Seder...
The top gap only has nothing to support.
It has one challah on top of it.
So that means it's the second last one supporting the top one.
Well, it's the last gap. It's the highest gap.
Yeah.
Above the top one, there's no gap. Yeah, it's just air, right? So anyway, there were 28 of these, and they sat flat across, yeah? And they supported the, whatchamacallem, the next challah up. El lemando oma kamin svina rekedes. But if it was shaped like a canoe, yeah, then kanim hecha have a yosvi. Then how did these? What do they sit on? It was all. You couldn't put the lechem on top of it because it wasn't flat-bottomed. If you have three pipes, you put the flat bottom on top, it supports it. If you've only got a pointy thing, what are the
it's
three
going to protrude.
Well, what are the three pipes going to do? There's going to be nothing to put on them. It's only got one point. So he answers, Mursha Ovid Lahu. Yes, so it couldn't stand. Like, things that have a pointy bottom generally don't stand. They flop. So what did he do? He says they, Mursha Ovid Lahu, at the top he says, He put a bit of super glue at the top. Well, not super glue, but he put dough, a little bit of dough at the top, which had the effect of super glue, so it stuck at the top, and therefore it would stand miraculously in place like that, even though the bottom wasn't supported by the
This
pipes.
Isn't dough from the actual thing itself.
This was a dough. No, this was just the super glue dough. Yeah, this wasn't just dough from the chapponim. Okay. Just tell me what it says, you can picture it yourself. Another question, according to the one who says it was a flat bottom box, so therefore what, the whole thing was at right angles, so they had this snifim going up the side. Snifim means branches, but they weren't really, to me, it sounds like it was a supporting frame up the outside of the whole structure to support
hold
it
pipes.
To support the wall, yeah, to hold the pipes and just keep everything nice and sturdy, yeah? So that's supporting frame, so if you, and also supported the matzahs themselves, on the outside of the, going up both sides of the outside of the shulchan, to hold the walls of the matzah straight. Now if the walls of the matzah were straight, then that makes sense. Yeah, you've got something up the side to keep it in position. But if the whole thing was slanted walls, how's it going to support? It's not supporting anything because the walls of the lechem are not touching it. They're slanted. So what's the point of all that? How's that going to work? So he answers the Gemara, the ogilohu magul. That means that the snifim themselves weren't straight either. They were also krum. They were made, he says, circular. Kazeh, Rashi says. You can look in the kazeh in Rashi.
It's actually triangular.
Rashi uses the word circle, and the word magol also means circle.
Circular.
But it's a circle, yeah, it's a circle with a point in it, which is probably not really a circle, but it was something. You're the math expert here today? No? You're not the math expert. Okay. Somehow it was made in the appropriate shape that it did support it. Okay, so that's that. Then the Gemara asked further, Bishlam Alaman to Amar Kamin Svina Rekedis. Now, we'll turn the tables. All is well according to the one who says it was a pointy bottom boat, Hainu de Ba'inan Snifim. That's why you need support. Because it's not sitting securely, so you need to support it. El Aman to Amar Kamin Teva Prutza. But if it's a flat bottom box, it's Snifim Lomali. What do you even need support for? It's all flat, it's got a nice firm base. So it'll stand there unless someone comes and knocks it over. It'll sit there. So what do you need support for it? Answer the Gemara.
Then why do they need to use the dough to stick it in place?
Oh, so no. According to the guy who said it was a pointy.
But aren't we now saying Lagabi that?
No. So the question now is the other way around. According to the one who says it was flat bottomed, what do you need to support it for? According to the one who needs a boat, who says it was a boat, you needed to support it because it's not sitting securely, and you need to stick it at the top so it'll actually stay. According to the one who says it was flat-bottomed, there's nothing sticking it at the top, but why do I need to support altogether? If you take a box and you just put it down, it's not going to move unless someone moves it.
So that the weight shouldn't...
And for the Gemara, agav yoikra de lechem, because of the weight of the upper echelons of the seder, of the bread, of the matzel, talach, it will break. And therefore, it's there to just to support the whole structure. Okay. Please don't ask me too many questions. I know, he always goes away when it's hot. Fred the Gemara. It's recorded now. Fred the Gemara. Bishlam Laman Damar Kamin Svina Rekedes. All as well, according to one who says it was a pointy bottom boat shape. Sniffin Agavim Shulchan Menachim. So there was room to put these supporting things on the Shulchan. Because there was air underneath each one. And you stuck the supporters in that air. Elamanda Omar Kamintebe Prutza, but if it was a flat bottom box, that means there wasn't any space on the shulchan for anything. It's sniffin hechemonachlahu. So where did the supporting structure go? There was nowhere on the shulchan to put it. So the Gemara answers Take Aara Monachlahu. It's a question. Aara Monachlahu, he puts it on the floor? Says the Gemara, Ain, yes, he put it on the floor. If, according to the one who holds that it was like a pointy bottom boat sniffing agave shulchan monochim, then they could put the supporting structures on the shulchan itself because there was room, because the bottom of the matzah was only that thin. There was plenty of space on the sides of it. But according to the one who says it was a flat bottom box, sniffing agave karka monochim, then the supporting structure was on the ground. So it started on the ground, and it went up all the way to the top of the marocha and the top of the shulchan on the ground. Okay, if you look at most of the picture books, they'll hold like the one who says it was flat bottomed, and you'll see that they've got this thing standing on the floor, supporting it up to the top. Okay, now the Gemara says,
And if you say that the zichim were actually sitting in the lechem avodah itself, then the whole shulchan, that thing that's a shulchan, it's not serving any purpose.
The shulchan is the lechem is sitting on the shulchan. What do you mean? Those things down the side are just supporting it. Shouldn't tilt over. But it's sitting on the shulchan.
The bottom one's
sitting on the shulchan, and the other ones are. It's a high rise situation there. A six-story
scaffolding.
But there's actually a shulchan there. Yeah. That bottom one sitting on the shulchan. There's a good drawing in the one that Naftali sent me last night from the chumash, one of those picture of chumashim over there, and it actually shows you the whole setup. Didn't help me understand it, but it's a nice picture. Okay. The Gemara Vayter, or not for that Gemara, saying, Keman Ozla, according to whom is the following, Hada Amar Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda said, this is Rabbi Yehuda the Amoira, Halechem Mamides Asnifim, that the Lechem kept the branches in place, Vasnifim Mamidim Es Alechem. So, and the branches kept the bread in place. In other words, everything was very delicately poised. It was a bit like that game you play. What's it called? Where if you pull one out, the whole thing goes flying? I can't remember what it's called.
Jenga.
Oh, that name is not familiar to me, but there's, you know,
it's a new name.
You know, there's this thing where if you pull one out, the whole thing collapses, and you have to try to. You don't know what I'm talking about. All right, huh? You
play.
Blocks of wood. You built them all up, and then if you pull one, you have to try to pull them out without making the whole thing fall apart. No?
You've got to work your support.
So according to who's that according to? Who says that you need so much support like that, otherwise the whole thing will fall apart? Commander Omar commits Finarikedes, the guy with the pointy bottom, because the flat bottom wouldn't be so flimsy in the first place. Okay, we can do a little bit, a couple more lines to finish this, 7:30. So the Gemara says on the top of Tzadikei, Mesevei, I have a question, because it says in a brisa, Kamin Kaveres Hayala Betanur, that the mold that it was baked in the oven was like a kaveres. A kaveres, we usually translate a kaveres as a beehive, but it's really some sort of box. And Rashi says it was meruba, so it's square. It's a flat bottom box, basically. V'doyma kamin tavla merubas. Oh, the brisa says it was like a square plate. So a bazoi, it seems to be a kasha on the one who says it was a boat, because it's a brisa says it was a flat bottom thing. And says the Gemara, ema upiha doyma kamin tavla merubas. He'll tell you the top bit was like a flat thing, but the bottom of the boat was pointy.
According to this price, there was a form that you put. There was a form that you put the dough into to bake. Sitting in this kaveris.
No, it was shaped kamin kaveris. There wasn't actually a kaveris. Mm-hmm. The form was the shape of a kaveris. So then the answer is that it wasn't the whole form wasn't the kaveris. The top bit looked like a kaveris. Tanya says the Gemara finally. Tanya kamandomer kamin svinarikedes. We actually have a brisa, which is a raya like the one who said. That was Rabbi Yochanan, that it was like a boat. The Tanya, Arbos, Nifin, Shalzov, Hayusham, there were four golden branches, Mefut Solin, Merasheyem, Kamin, Dakronim, they were sort of bent over at the top, like spears, Shasimchim, Behemas, Alechem, that would support the Lechem, and probably no one understood what that description is, but he writes, Shehudoyme, Kamin, Svinarekedis, which looks in the shape of a Svinarekedis. So this Bryce says, before it's like Svinarekedis, like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Shkoyach. Thank you for...